This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As we bring you extensive coverage live of the Consumer Electronics Show 2016. My name is Bob Long. I'm right here in the heart of the action, Las Vegas, Nevada, the convention center. But CES is so huge that it spills over into multiple venues. It's the biggest, I'm guessing here, but I think this is going to be the biggest CES ever. And the amount of folks that have traveled here from all four corners of the globe is just absolutely amazing. I was told yesterday by a representative from what used to be called the Consumer Electronics Association, it's now called the Consumer Technology Association, kind of changing with the times. These are the folks that produce the show every year, that there are about 160 or so thousand people in attendance, and including 7,000 journalists. So all throughout this hour, we're going to be talking about all the news that's been happening here over the last several days. This is the final day of the show here, and things will be wrapping up, but there's been all kinds of stories to talk about, and we're going to kick things off with our field reporter and a gentleman who has been with me here at the Consumer Electronics Show many times in the past, Mark Evans. And then we're going to move on in this hour to a special guest who is actually an exhibitor here at the convention center. I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but that will be coming up a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can reach out to us toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. The email is open and running. Best email, bob@boblongradio.com. From here, it's off to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, for the press days of the North American International Auto Show. Right now, we're going to wish a happy new year to one of our great contributors here on the broadcast. He fills in for me once in a while, along with the Motor Mike Wallace, and of course has been a long-time field reporter and on-site producer, and you name it, he's done it. Here he is, the one and only Mark Evans. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
So you hopped on a plane and headed to Las Vegas, and you didn't take me. Wait till Dad hears about this.
I know, it's not fair. It is definitely not fair at all. But I'm here, and it's been a whirlwind. Like I said, had some curves thrown me, and this has been a very quick but productive visit. But I miss the days when you and I, you know, would come for the entire week and have all kinds of fun, because this is quite an event and has really morphed into an automotive event. One of the spokespeople for the folks that produce the show, and I know you've met him, Jim Barry. I haven't seen him this year so far, but he said to me
2 years ago. He's been here like for 20 plus years. He said, Bob, I came to CES for the Consumer Electronics Show, and a car show has broken out because there's so much automotive presence here, Mark.
Yeah, I say hi to everybody for me there. You and I have had a great time at all the time. And you know, it's funny, Bob, the thing, like you're saying, the attendees, it's just amazing how it's exploded back. I found out when you were, you know, you gave me a little tip that you were heading out here, and I thought, you know, I'm going to find some history on it. And I found out that it used to be called the WCES, Winter Consumer Electronics Show, and they only had, it was started back in June of 1967 in New York City, and at that time they only had like 17,500 people.
Amazing growth.
Yeah. And so, like you said, now it's turned into, I've been having a great time here in the office watching the CNBC reporter, Phil LeBeau. He's there live, and it's just turned into a complete car show, man. It should be called the Consumer Car Show.
That's true. And CNBC, I'm in a different broadcast locale today, but yesterday I was right in the same locale as CNBC. Today we're broadcasting from the North Hall, which is the automotive side of the fence. More car companies on display here than any time before. And the keynote speakers, here's a remarkable part, Mark. You know, usually the keynote speakers are people from, you know, Panasonic or Sony or one of the computer companies or Google or Yahoo or something like that. But the keynote speakers, Mark Field, President and CEO of Ford, Mary Barra, the President and Chairman of the Board of General Motors, and the President of Volkswagen. So it's really morphed into this new automotive happening that's a must-do for the big car companies.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Bob, really, truthfully, Motor Mike Wallace and I have been talking about this here on Auto World about how all the cars are all electronic anymore, you know? Now, didn't General Motors, didn't Mary unveil the new Bolt?
Sure did. I mean, this is something that we've seen in the last couple of years, kind of a early sneak peek, a world debut before an auto show. So it will also make a debut at the Detroit show upcoming next week. But the Bolt, which is not the Volt, this is a totally different car, in fact, was a global debut here at CES. And this all-electric vehicle, after federal tax credits, is going to be under $30,000 with an electric range of 200 miles. So they're expecting this car to really attract a lot of buyers because, you know, Tesla has done really well. I mean, they only sold 50,000 cars all of last year, which in the automotive world is not much. I mean, Ford sells about 500,000 to 600,000 F-150s, but, you know, by the way, people's perception is that Teslas are all over the place, but that's, you know, it's a decent number, but you know, it's more of a number you'd see from a car company like Jaguar during their good times. Yeah, because it's expensive. I mean, the Teslas, now they've got the crossover. The average one going out the door is $100,000. So, you know, to come in with a Tesla fighter for a regular person like you and I, that's definitely a great thing. And Paul Eisenstein, a great friend, and you know Paul, contributor to the show, he's already driven it, and very impressed. He said it's got great acceleration. So that was one of the debuts. Mark Fields announced they're going to be partnering with Google, you know, and they're partnering with Amazon as well.
So instead of the Amazon drone delivering packages, I guess Mark Fields might be delivering in a Ford, huh? On our front doorstep.
They'll be
delivering the drone to us in the Ford.
I know. It's all about the connected car. Amazon has this device called Alexa, and I've seen it advertised on Amazon.com, but it's a cylinder-looking device. You put it on your desk there, and you can ask it questions. You can say, like, Alexa, you know, what's the temperature in Boise, Idaho? And then she'll talk back.
let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused, the way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800.
CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City. Speaking of the Motor City, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, one of our regular contributors, is with us live here, and that means a golden opportunity for you on the other side of the radio. If you would like to ask a question of Paul, or if you have a comment, or if you're in the market for a new vehicle and would like to throw a few potential candidates at Paul and myself, we would love to talk with you folks. So give us a call at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. My website, autoworldradio.com, is currently being updated significantly, and I'll tell you more about that next week. It should be done, and should have some really cool things to talk about. But before the break and before we get into talking about product, we were talking about product recalls. We started out talking about the Volkswagen scandal, the TDI, the diesel scandal, and then moved on to Takata and the airbags, and then in general talking a little bit about how proactive the automakers have been in recent times in making sure that they're recalling things before they become a problem or a potential lawsuit. But historically, if you look back at the way vehicles are manufactured today compared to years ago, we certainly have seen a vast improvement. Paul, give us some more of your comments on this.
Well, I want to get to the issue of the consumer side of the recall issue. One of the biggest problems, Bob, is that a lot of folks are simply not getting vehicles repaired even when they receive recall notices. Now, one of the challenges that the industry itself faces is that a lot of times, especially on older vehicles, like some of those decade-old vehicles with the defective GM ignition switch or the Takata airbag, it can be difficult for the industry to find who the owner is because, you know, these vehicles may have changed hands three or four times. But I would bet if I were to ask listeners to raise their hands and say how many have gotten recall notices, probably about 80% have on one vehicle or another over the last X years received a recall notice. Now I'll ask the same people, how many of you have gone back and had all the recalls repaired? And I'll bet you that if I asked how many of you have had all recalls repaired, probably only 20% of listeners have actually gone back and had every recall notice followed up on. And this is the problem. Now, sometimes the recalls are minor. It may be just a little sticker that has to go in the door jamb on the driver's side to tell you the correct inflation rate of your tires. Other times it can be things that can cause your vehicle to totally come to a complete stop in the middle of high-speed traffic. Pretty deadly situation. And a lot of times people don't respond to seemingly minimal recalls like those stickers. Well, here's the thing. You may recall, Bob, when we had, 1,000 deaths, was it? It was some obscene number. Died in the exploding tire problem with the Ford Explorers. Remember that, the Firestone tires back decades back? That had to do with improper inflation. So the fact is, even something that seemingly is not important, like a warning sticker that tells you the proper inflation on your tires, well, guess what? You don't inflate properly, you may have your tire blow out, and you could be killed. Not just injured, killed. And your family could die, too. Let's get blunt. Let's get serious about it. This is a recall. Get your car repaired. And unfortunately, even the most serious recalls, Bob, only about 70% of people are taking their vehicles back. You're risking the lives of yourself and your family and your friends every time you fail to go to a recall, even if it seems insignificant. People die in all of these problems. Get them fixed.
Very well said, Paul, and so true. I mean, very much a problem, very neglected. Lots of folks, like you say, with vehicles being sold in the used car marketplace, don't necessarily get these recalls, but they need to be proactive, and they need to do research online and find out if their vehicle has been properly taken care of.
Let me interrupt you there, because here's something really good. NHTSA did enact a new rule about a year ago, and you now can find out. There's no excuse anymore to say, oh, I didn't get the notice. Oh, I didn't know that. I bought the car used. Guess what? It's easy to find your VIN. First of all, just go to your registration. You don't have your registration handy, look in the window over the driver's side on the windshield. You'll find your VIN, vehicle identification number. All your listeners are smart enough to know exactly where that is and what it is. Good. Now go inside, put it into your computer or your smartphone, and go to either the manufacturer's site or safercar.gov, and you can find whether or not your vehicle is subject to a recall. Any recall that's ever been done on that car will be in there. I believe you may be able to check also, and I apologize, I'm not sure. I think you can check to see if the manufacturer has recorded it as repaired. But if not, your dealer will be able to tell you if that repair has been made. And remember, recalls are free. Yes, it takes some time, but they could save your life. It's free. Go do the recalls. It's easy to check. Make sure you haven't missed something, and then get it fixed.
Let's talk about the upcoming new model from Tesla. Smaller and certainly quite a bit less expensive model than we've seen with the crossover, as well as the very popular and quite pricey Model S. This new Tesla, Paul, I understand the Model 3 has got an awful lot of advance orders already.
Yeah, supposedly they are up to about 200,000. Maybe even farther. Now, Bob, orders is a little bit of a misnomer. Tesla's calling it that. The fact is they're $1,000 down payments. And number one, you're not locked in. It may seem like you've locked in to buy a vehicle, but you're not. You can get that money back at any time. And historically, a lot of companies have done advance orders, and a lot of times people don't buy. So does this mean that there will be 200,000 people buying the car? Maybe, maybe not. On the downside for those who put an order in, Tesla is also not locked in. If they decide they have to raise the price of this vehicle, if they have to make changes to the vehicle, they're also allowed to do it. It's a fairly loose system. Will a lot of these translate into purchases? Yeah, I think it will. Will Tesla continue to get enough buyers? You know, they're talking about being able to produce 500,000 battery cars a year out of that factory in California. Will they be able to make it? That's another story entirely.
It certainly is. We're going to talk about lots more new products around the bend. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
For being here. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and Paul offers just a tremendous service, 100% free of charge. You can log on anytime, 24 hours a day. I was looking at it at 3 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, today. So it's out there and available. But in addition to that, Paul's got all kinds of feeds, RSS feeds, and you can subscribe to all kinds of goodies. Tell everybody all about it, Paul.
Thank you, Bob. We cover the industry like a glove, everything from news to views, reviews, spy shots, everything you want. And it is all free, no matter how you like it. Go to the site, thedetroitbureau.com. Sign up for one of our emails. We'll send you a note every time we post a story, if that's what you like, or daily, weekly, even monthly. And, of course, we do have RSS and Twitter feeds as well. All free, all the time.
Before we talk about some new product unveiled in New York and perhaps some drives that you've been on recently, I want to talk a little bit about the future of racing. You've got a great story up about a vehicle known as the Robo Car, and this is a race car without a driver, and kind of reminds me, going back in time, again, 20-plus years ago, I remember somebody once fantasizing that the game of football got so violent and players got so big that eventually that they were replaced by robots and that we wouldn't be looking at real human beings playing football anymore, and that way we would eliminate the serious injuries. But this is certainly a way to eliminate the serious injuries of motorsports and add really a totally different dimension as well.
You know, it's interesting, Bob. I had the conversation just the other day with somebody about how motorsports has changed, and one of the things that has changed so much is safety. Obviously, there are some small series that it can be a little bit risky, but when's the last time you've heard of somebody killed in Formula One or Indy or NASCAR? Yeah, there have been some in recent years, but it used to be that it was a daily occurrence. I should say a race day occurrence. We expected one or two or three, even four people to die. That is the positive side. We're seeing a lot less, and interestingly enough, it's a case where the technology that we've seen in the car has also translated into a lot of we're seeing on the road now, so it's helping make our daily drivers safer. Well, interestingly enough, we're hearing a lot about the move towards putting autonomous vehicles on the road, and we're going to see autonomous vehicles on the racetrack before then. You may recall the Formula E, the battery car series, was spun off by FIA, same people that, manage the Formula One series, and that's been gaining popularity. It's pretty cool. I saw the race down in Miami just last year. Well, they're going to have a secondary event before each of those races, and it's going to be called the Robo Race, and it will be 10 teams, each fielding two cars, and they will be fully autonomous. The vehicles will be identical, and you have to look at the pictures. We have it on the DetroitBureau.com. You have to look at the pictures to see what it's like, because interestingly enough, the cars were designed by the same guy that did the light cycle for the movies, the various Tron movies. A guy by the name of Simon. He's a European designer who's done a lot of stuff for Bugatti and various Volkswagen brands, among other things. Really cool, bizarre cars. Look like they're out of sci-fi. And they are, except the technology is becoming very real. We should see the first Robo race sometime in the 2016-2017 series along the same circuit as the Formula E races.
Interesting question here. This one comes in from Carl, listening in New Hampshire. And Carl says he believes he read or saw a quote from you about Chevrolet, and in particular General Motors, losing a huge amount of money on every Volt that is sold, not just a few hundred dollars, but several thousand dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, and he would like a little clarification on that, Paul. Did you cover that story?
Yeah, I have. I'm not sure if he's referring to a story I've written about Chevy's electrified vehicles or Tesla. Tesla has been losing, by various estimates, about $6,000 to $8,000 for every Model S that's built. And the Model X, which is their new electric SUV, isn't doing much better. Now, their volumes are low, and they claim a lot of their losses have to do with the money they're putting into the development of the Model 3, which, isn't ready yet. But there's very little doubt that the auto industry in general is losing a lot of money, on every electric vehicle out there. Sergio Marchionne made the point about a year or two ago where he, in his inimical fashion, told potential buyers, don't buy the Fiat 500e because I lose $20,000 in every one of them I build. And yeah, and unfortunately for him, they took him serious. The sales haven't been very good. Now, part of that is just simple economics, Bob. When you're talking about sales that are measured in the hundreds or thousands rather than the tens and hundreds of thousands, you don't have economies of scale, and the technology is still expensive because it's new. But I'll give you a sense of how things have changed. The new Chevy Bolt with a B, that's the battery electric vehicle that's coming out later this year, you know, over a year ahead of the Model 3 Tesla, by the way. The batteries in there cost about $145 a kilowatt hour for the cells alone. At the beginning of the decade, those same batteries would have cost about $1,000. So what does that translate into? Well, if you have 60 kilowatts on board, kilowatt hours on board, you're spending about a little less than $9,000 for the batteries, just the batteries themselves, right? Those same batteries, if that car was built at the beginning of the decade, would have cost $60,000. And you couldn't have sold the car for that much. And the Chevy Volt with a V, the same way. When it first came out, the batteries were insanely expensive, about the same. And now they've dropped for the second generation quite a bit, which will, especially if GM can get some volume out of the new Volt, the second generation, they'll lose a lot less money and at some point could start to actually break into the black with the car.
Let's talk, I want to talk about product, but I got to talk to you a little bit about trends with sales. I mean, we continue to see record numbers. We continue to see great sales figures month after month, but we're also beginning to see signs of some trouble, leasing problems, people stretching financing to, you know, even as much as 10 years. I don't know, Paul. It seems to me there's some trouble on the horizon.
Reasons to be watching very, very closely, and we certainly have been watching it closely as we write up our monthly sales reports and other reports analyzing what's happening in the industry. You're right, Bob. Leasing has gotten back up to numbers we haven't seen since before the last recession. The question is, how much are the automakers subsidizing those leases? Leases are not a bad deal for either consumer or car maker if they work right. But in many cases, automakers just bury huge incentives in there. And when the cars come back from lease, they're stuck with losses of thousands and thousands of dollars. Plus, they then have to take these nearly new vehicles and resell them. And that's where the industry could be getting into trouble.
So true. Folks can read more about it at thedetroitbureau.com. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some of the stars of the New York International Auto Show and also some other vehicles that Paul has perhaps driven in recent times and can tell us about. This is Auto.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Check it out. All kinds of information there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's talk about the New York International Auto Show. I missed my first one in 20 years. I normally do lots of broadcasting there, but this year I had to sit it out. I'll be back next year, no question about it. Let's talk about some of the performance stars. I'm excited about a number of these vehicles, including certainly one of my favorite sports cars in all of the world is the F-Type Jag. And for those of us who have had the opportunity to drive the SVR variant of its Land Rover, Range Rover model, that's an incredible machine. And now they've SVR'd the F-Type. What is already a tremendous machine is only gotten better.
Well, I have never thought of SVR as a verb before, Bob. Well, you know, I'll take it here because it's a good verb. SVR is the work of the Special Vehicle Operations, and it takes the various R models that we have from both Land Rover and from Jaguar, and take them up several orders of magnitude. I mean, this is just serious machine. 600-plus horsepower, 0 to 60 times before you blink, and a top speed of 205 miles an hour. And by the way, I hate to break this to you, Bob, but that 205 is only for the coupe version. You have to settle for slightly less than 200 miles an hour if you're going to get the convertible. I know that breaks your heart.
It does. Compromises. Let's talk about Al Oppenheiser and his team at Chevrolet, the Camaro team, the ZL1. I am so happy. I had heard rumors that it was not going to get this power plant, but it is indeed getting the LT4, which is the slightly detuned engine that we see in the Cadillac CTS-V. I had one of those for a week and was so impressed with it. And, of course, in full 650 horsepower form, this is the engine that resides in the Z06 Corvette. And the ZL1, a 10-speed automatic transmission, which was put together a joint collaboration between GM and Ford, something that decades ago would have been totally unheard of.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? The idea of these guys working together on a new 10-speed gearbox. You will be seeing that gearbox in a number of vehicles coming out from GM. They said that they're going to have it on 10 new models in the near term. I'm sorry, six, excuse me. Six for the 10-speed. And we will see it on the Ford side going into the F-150, first of all. What's going to be the challenge, obviously, with that gearbox, Bob, is making sure that it is smooth, it doesn't spend a lot of time hunting as you're driving it. That's been a problem that some makers, including the folks over at Chrysler, have had with their 9-speed gearbox. But I will tell you what, I had the chance to go along for a ride in the new Camaro with the ZL1 package, and it is an absolute blast. I didn't get much time in there. It was out at Spring Mountain Raceway out in the suburbs of Las Vegas, but it was just an absolute hoot. I mean, you know, this is a serious machine that you can use on street or on track.
Yeah, it looks like a great package. Nissan unveiled their next generation, the 2017 GTR. To me, they're doing a little bit of catch-up here in the power department. Certainly, this vehicle has an amazing all-wheel drive system, and it's certainly a supercar. Hasn't done quite as well here in North America as I think some might have expected, but certainly a great halo car for the Nissan brand.
Yeah, you're getting real supercar performance for a price that is far from what you would expect for a supercar. Tens of thousands of dollars less for the same level of performance that you would see from even some more mainstream high-performance vehicles. It's a hoot. I really enjoy driving the GTR, as it sounds like you did when you got your hands on one as well.
Absolutely. Another vehicle unveiled in New York was a new Audi R8. This is the Spider variant they showed in New York with a V10 power plant, and Audi continues to refine and do an outstanding job, as they always do, both inside styling and exterior styling. Well done.
Yeah, you know, this is another vehicle that just really has helped redefine the brand. As a matter of fact, Bob, I was talking with Scott Keogh, who heads Audi in North America, and he said something very interesting. When the R8 first came out, barely a decade ago here, they were struggling to sell 80,000 luxury cars a year in North America. You know, Audi had been struggling for decades because of that disaster, that scandal they had back in the 80s, which turned out not to be their problem, but it didn't matter. It just damaged their reputation. They are now selling 200,000 plus a year, and likely to be going for another record, certainly based on the sales they've had so far this year. The R8 is not the car that's going to be flying out the showrooms, you know, at record pace. It's a niche product, even with all the variants. But it is such a halo car. It's really drawing people into the showrooms. And I have to say, you may have seen it on the site, on the DetroitBureau.com. We did a review just recently. I had a blast driving the new Audi A4. That car is everything you would expect in that compact luxury niche. Real breakthrough in safety technology, that virtual cockpit, which of course transforms your gauge cluster into a reconfigurable display, so you can have gauges, you can have your map, all sorts of things displayed there. It's a wonderful car, and it hints at the new directions Audi will be going in design in the next few years. You may recall the Prologue, that incredible concept vehicle. Well, stay tuned. We'll be seeing a new Audi A8 soon, will almost directly lift the basic design for the Audi Prologue concept.
Very cool. Got to get your take on a very unusual vehicle. Didn't see this one coming. The 2017 Mazda MX-5 Miata RF. This is basically a Targa-topped variant of the very popular Miata or MX-5. What do you think, Paul?
I think it is just lovely. It was probably one of the biggest surprises at the New York show. I think two vehicles which we did not get clearly signaled. One was the Lincoln concept for the Navigator. We had some rumors that it would be there, but it was a bit of a surprise. And the other was the Miata RF, as in retractable fastback, if you've been wondering what that stood for. It's not a full convertible. The flying buttresses remain in place, though it's very cool to watch them lift up as the rest of the top folds away. I got to tell you something. I think that the RF may be the sort of look that will get a lot more guys into the Miata line. You know, it's got a sort of reputation as being a little bit of a chick car. I think the RF is the vehicle that just has that machismo that they really needed to add to the Miata, which I don't think I know a single automotive journalist that doesn't love the Miata. And this just takes it up a step.
So true. Let's talk about the launch of a brand. We knew it was coming. Hyundai has decided to spin off. Genesis is a separate brand, of course. Right now they have the Equus, although that's not going to be around for long, and the regular Genesis, but they're going to keep it in-house. They're not going to have separate dealerships, but this is an interesting move by the Korean automaker.
Yeah, it is. Now, they have been talking since they brought out that original lineup of Genesis models, the coupe and the sedan, about the idea of launching a separate luxury mark. They finally have gone ahead and done it, along with an all-new nomenclature. So the old Equus will be the G90. The old Genesis sedan will be the G80. We just did a special report. I was able to get pretty much the full strategy. And if you go to the DetroitBureau.com, you'll get, you do a little search for Genesis, you'll find the entire insight. The good thing is we just saw a look at the G60 concept, which will become the next sedan. That'll be a 3-series fighter. There will be a spinoff of that, Bob, that will be an SUV, and there'll be another spinoff that will be a cool BMW 4-series coupe fighter. So look for that, and a high-performance brand lineup to come from Genesis.
Fantastic. Everybody check out thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, J.C. Whitney is celebrating 101 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog. The 101 sweepstakes is now underway, and you can enter to win a custom Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Plus, see their car show event calendar and more at 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.com.
radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.